time is 7 p.m. on May 10th, 2018. I'm calling to order the Pappy, Missouri River Natural Resources Board of Directors meeting. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
A copy of Open Meetings Act, Revised State Statute 84-1407 through 84-1414 is posted on the back wall of the meeting room. Prior to turning to the agenda for tonight's meeting, I would like to announce the procedure that will be used for this meeting. With respect to each agenda item, the directors will hear the subcommittee chairman's report with their proposals and recommendations. Then the public will be given the opportunity to address the board chairman. Lastly, the directors will discuss the item and take action. All questions and comments will be addressed to the board chair. We ask the public not interrupt the director's discussion or action. Thank you. With that, quorum call, please.
Bradley?
Here.
Fred Conley?
Here.
Don Conley?
Here.
Fowler?
Here.
Greenwald? Dow?
Here.
Leahy?
Here.
Heber?
Here.
Thompson?
Here.
Weiss?
Here. And we do have excused absences for Director Mark Greenwald and John Weiss. Agenda item number 4, adoption of the agenda.
So move.
Second.
We have a motion and a second on the agenda. Roll call, please.
Bradley?
Yes.
Fred Conley?
Hi.
John Conley?
Yes.
Fowler?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Leahy?
Yes.
Heber?
Here.
Thompson?
Yes.
Yes. Agenda item 5, adoption of the consent agenda.
So move.
Second.
Right. We have a motion on the table. We'll call on the motion, please.
Conley?
Yes.
Don Conley?
Yes.
Fowler?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Leahy?
Yes.
Heber?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Bradley? Yes. And Chairperson. Yes. Item 6, I have the affidavit of proof of publication for this evening's meeting that will become part of the permanent record. Moving right along to agenda item number 8, agency and association reports and presentations. 8A, Natural Resource Conservation Service, Neil Jensen.
Good evening.
Evening, Neil.
Guess first thing I want to report is May is National Wetland Month, and the NRCS has been writing contracts for preserving wetlands for 25 years. Doesn't seem that long that we've been doing that, but has been. Kind of some interesting notes on wetlands, that half of all North American bird species use wetlands for feeding and nesting. More than one-third of all threatened endangered species are dependent on wetlands. And the greatest potential for wetland restoration is on privately owned forests, ranches, and farms. In fact, up to 75% of the wetlands are on private and tribal land. And so far in that 25 years, we've enrolled 2.7 million acres nationwide on 14,500 agreements for a total investment of $4.3 billion in wetland restorations. The next thing, most of you have heard of emerald ash borer, and it has now been found in Nebraska. The thing that I find interesting on the map is it seems to have followed I-80 in. So definitely transportation of wood is not a good thing. But the NRCS has started an initiative to help landowners replace ash in their windbreaks, doing a windbreak renovation, taking them out, and replanting other types of trees. They have May 18th of this year to go ahead and apply. The NRDs that are the closest to where they've been located are going to have the highest priority, which makes Papio the highest priority, because it's been basically Douglas, Sarpy, and I believe Cass County was the other one. But so kind of a new program there. Last item I've got, we lost another person out of our Blair office. He was our farm bill biologist, working with Pheasants Forever, helps us a lot on CRP. The good news is, as I get the report, that they've already replaced him. Rob Gray, he was the farm bill biologist out of Wahoo. So The good news is that he's got about 3 years of experience doing exactly what we're asking him to do. So it's good that we're getting to replace him with somebody with experience. Any questions?
Hey.
Director Teaser.
Does it have to be a windbreak, agriculture windbreak, or can it be a recreational, like a NRV park or a other recreational facility?
I'm going to say it's going to have to meet the requirements of having a farm and track number with the Farm Service Agency. And I'm not sure that the NRD rec site would qualify for that.
John, why don't you go ahead and free up and get a track number?
George Fowler.
Yeah, Neil, quick question. In replacing these trees, are we dictating what trees they are going to pick from, or are they going to go, I want this kind of tree? Or are they actually just replacing ash?
There are some requirements as to what they can be, but, it's
ash
a little bit. Yeah, we're not going to replace it with ash or anything that would probably be in comparison. The Forest Service has actually put out a pretty good pamphlet on what to replace your trees with, because it's not only just emerald ash borer the problem. We have a terrible problem trying to pick what pine tree to put in the windbreak.
Yeah.
And so they've got an excellent little pamphlet with recommendations.
Great. Can you share that with me?
Yeah.
Sure.
I'd like that.
Get sent to everybody.
Thank you.
Good.
Any further questions from Neil? Thank you so much. Agenda 8B, Nebraska Association of Resource Districts, Director Rich Teaser.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. The NARV 16th Annual NARV Basin Tour will be held June 11th and 12th, going in the Lower Platte North and the Nemaha NRVs in southeast Nebraska. The two-day tour, in your packet, you should have the information. I would encourage any and all directors to, if they have the time, to take this enlightening tour, and you'll learn a lot about our natural resources down in southeast Nebraska. And that concludes my report.
Thank you, Director Teaser. Moving right along to 8C, Legislative Report, Hush Blackwell. I don't believe we have a report this evening. All right. Moving on to agenda item number 9 is a public hearing on the land acquisition at West Papillion Regional Basin Number 4 project. Hearing Officer John Winkler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We'll call the hearing to order at 7:07 p.m. Agenda item 3 is evidence of proof of publication of the hearing notice. Agenda item 4 is the explanation and purpose of the hearing. Brent Meyer, please.
Thank you, General Manager Winkler. Director Brent Meyer, call from Hush Blackwell. This hearing is being conducted in compliance with Nebraska Revised Statute 25-2504. At this hearing, the Papio Missouri River Natural Resources District will explain the nature and necessity of the proposed land acquisition at West Papillion Regional Basin Number 4 and the reasons for selecting this particular location. Each owner of property to be acquired by the district has the right to be represented by an attorney and to negotiate and accept or reject the offer made by the district for the proposed acquisition. The owner of the property to be acquired has previously contacted the district regarding this potential acquisition and is a willing seller under applicable law. At this hearing, the district will hear and consider any objections from any person. Thank you.
Thank you. Agenda item 5 is the identification of the exhibits. Exhibit 1 is the agenda itself. Exhibit 2 is the proof of publication of the hearing notice in the Omaha World Herald, April 30th, 2018. Exhibit 3 is the map of the project. Agenda item 6, explanation of the purpose and scope of the project. Lori Laster, please.
Good evening. The district is proposing West Papio Regional Basin 4, which is generally located at 204 Street and Schramm Road in Gretna, Nebraska. The purpose of the project is to provide public flood control and recreation for the Papillion Creek watershed in the Omaha metropolitan area of eastern Nebraska. The project map here, this is 204 Street. This is Schramm Road. The main dam will be right here. We'll have an approximately 15-acre reservoir with water quality basins and recreational amenities as well. This project is necessary. For this project, it is necessary to acquire property for the construction, operation, and maintenance of the regional flood control structure. The district proposes to acquire fee simple title to and or permanent and temporary easements in, on, over, and across lands required for the project. The exact needs for land rights on those properties is not yet known, but is generally shown on the map right here. As the plans are finalized, the entire extent of the property needed for the project will be more clearly identified. The district is currently looking to acquire approximately 20 acres, tract 3, as shown on this map, of property for this project. The reservoir has a drainage area of 1 square mile and the normal pool surface of 15 acres. WP4 will be a public access lake with recreation amenities.
Thank you, Lori. Agenda item 7 has received testimony statements. Is there anyone in the public that would like to provide any testimony or statement on the project? Second opportunity. Marty?
Martin Pelster, Harper Hucklaw from Omaha, Nebraska. Board members, thanks for having me here today. Just briefly, I represent the developer of the property just south of the proposed lake dam site. The development, it's McEwen Development. We own tract three that's proposed to be acquired by the district on this. We've moved, I was here at the last meeting when we discussed this dam site. We've moved forward with our subdivision on the hopes that the NRD would move forward on this dam site. We look forward to negotiating with the board on the acquisition of our property for that purpose. We look forward to the dam site being there. It's definitely needed. The funding is needed for this dam site. The downstream people are in dire need of some help in this area. So we look forward to working with you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else I'd like to provide any testimony or statements on the proposed project? Third and final time. Seeing none. Agenda item 8 is the reception of the exhibits, and we will call the hearing adjourned at 7:11 p.m.
Thank you, John. Moving on to agenda item 10 is the public hearing on land acquisition at the West Papillion Regional Basin Number 1 project. Once again, hearing officer, general manager John Winkler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Agenda item we'll call the hearing to order at 7:11 p.m. Agenda item 3 is evidence approved publication of the hearing notice. Agenda item 4 is the explanation of the purpose of the hearing. Brent Meyer, please.
Hello again. This hearing is being conducted in compliance with Nebraska Revised Statute Section 25-2504. At this hearing, the Papio Missouri River Natural Resources District will explain the nature and necessity of the proposed land acquisition at West Papillion Regional Basin Number 1 and the reasons for selecting this particular location. Each owner of property to be acquired by the district has the right to be represented by an attorney and to negotiate and accept or reject the offer made by the district for the proposed acquisition. The owner of the property to be acquired has previously contacted the district regarding the potential acquisition and is a willing seller under applicable law. At this hearing, the district will hear and consider any objections from any person.
Thank you, Brett. Agenda item 5 is the identification of the exhibits. Exhibit 1 is the agenda itself. Exhibit 2, proof of publication of the hearing notice, the Omaha World Herald, April 30th, 2018. Exhibit 3 is a map of the land acquisition area in the West Papillion Regional Basin Number 1 project layout. Agenda item 6, explanation of the purpose and scope of the project. Amanda Grant.
The district is proposing construction of the West Papillion Regional Basin Number 1. It's located at approximately 180th and Fort Street in Douglas County, Nebraska. And the purpose of the project is to provide public flood control and recreation for the Papillion Creek watershed in the Omaha metropolitan area. The location was chosen to maximize the controlled drainage area in the watershed. And for this project, it's necessary to acquire property for the construction, operation, and maintenance of the regional flood control dam and reservoir. And the district proposes to acquire fee title and or permanent or temporary easements on and over and across the lands for the WP1 project. The public hearing this evening is just for a portion of the project, and it's approximately 16 acres as shown on the map. This will also be a public facility with public recreation features.
Thank you, Amanda. Agenda Agenda item 7, receive testimony and statements from the public. Is there anyone that would like to provide any comment or input on this proposed reservoir? Second request? Third and final request? Seeing none, agenda item 8, reception of the exhibits. And we will close the hearing at 7:14 p.m. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, thank you, John. Moving right along to agenda item number 11, subcommittee reports, 11A, Programs, Projects, and Operations Subcommittee, Director John Conley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Be it resolved that the minutes of the May 8, 2018 meeting of the Program, Projects, and Operations Subcommittee are accepted, incorporated in these minutes, and the following recommendations of the subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. First item, we heard a presentation on the district's 2017 USGS groundwater quality monitoring program given by Paul Woodward and Amanda Flynn of USGS. No action was taken by the subcommittee. The first action item is item number one, a contract amendment with Olson Associates for WP1 Regional Detention Basin. Subcommittee recommends that the GM be authorized to execute the proposed Amendment 1 to the Professional Services Agreement between the District and Olson Associates for the West Papio Site 1 and Dam Site 7 project in an amount of $932,214, bringing the total maximum not to exceed contract amount to $2,151,469, subject to changes deemed necessary by the General Manager and approval as deformed by District Legal Counsel, and I so move.
We have a motion on the table. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak to this item? Staff or directors? Seeing none, roll call on the motion, please.
John Conley?
Yes.
Fowler?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Leakey?
Yes.
Caesar?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Bradley?
Yes.
Fred Conley?
Aye.
Yes.
Item number two is the FY 2109. I think it's a typo. 2019 equipment requirements. Subcommittee recommends that the proposed 2019 equipment requirements be approved as presented to the subcommittee, subject to funding in the FY 2019 budget. And I so move.
We once again have a motion on the table. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak to this item? Staff or directors? Director Lee.
The question when Director Thompson on Tuesday asked about $25,000 for the upgrades here, it seemed like it was nothing said. It was just potential possible. So we're just carving out $25,000 in the budget, but we don't know if we're moving ahead with the.
Well, we know that we need some audio visual because of some of the issues that we're having with the monitor and with the projector and that. Also, there's some as far as maybe in some interest in a different screen so people can see on probably both sides. And then also we looked at the possibility of an electronic voting system. The NRDs are now allowed to do that. When before we had to take roll call vote per state election, but that got changed. So it doesn't mean we have to spend the $25,000, and it's all subject to budget. So if later in the budget cycle we decide that maybe it's only going to be $10,000, we just eliminate the $15,000 or whatever that may be. So we're just trying to plan ahead to make sure that we have it.
Any further questions from directors? Seeing none, roll call on the motion.
Fowler?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Leahy?
Yes.
Peter?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Bradley?
Yes.
Fred Conley?
Aye.
John Conley?
Yes.
Yes.
Item number three is Chalco Hills Recreation Area Soccer Complex Lease. Subcommittee recommends that the district enter into a management lease agreement with the Omaha Sports Complex per the terms and conditions outlined in the agreement as presented and approved. Any changes deemed necessary by the general manager and district legal counsel. And I so move.
We have a motion on the table. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak to this item? Staff, Director Lee.
So we increase what we're getting threefold. Is the extra money going to go to make improvements at this site, or is it just going to our general fund?
It'll go to general fund, but that's something that we know we got that additional revenue. We might be able to make some park improvements, not necessarily this site, but for example, we may need new sprinkler heads, something like that. So this is basically a five-year lease, and we kind of almost tripled our money. So we'll find some projects.
But it's not earmarked.
It's not earmarked for anything. Nope.
Good.
Any further questions from directors? Seeing none, roll call on the motion, please.
Beck?
Yes.
Leahy?
Yes.
Caesar?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Bradley?
Yes.
Fred Conley?
Aye.
John Conley?
Yes.
Fowler?
Yes.
Sure.
Yes.
That concludes that report.
Thank you, Director Conley. Moving on to Subcommittee 11B, Finance Expenditure and Legal Subcommittee, Director Rich Teaser.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Be it resolved, the minutes of the May 8, 2018 meeting of the FEL Subcommittee are hereby accepted and incorporated into these minutes, and the following recommendations of the Subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. 1. Nebraska Department of Transportation Elk Creek easement at Highway 20. Recommendation that the GM be authorized to execute the proposed acquisition contract with the Nebraska Department of Transportation for a permanent easement for construction maintenance of a culvert and riprap in Elk Creek as part of the Highway 20 widening project near Jackson, Nebraska, for a payment of $1,875 to the district, subject to changes deemed necessary by the GM and approved to form by the district legal counsel, and I so move.
We have a motion on the table. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak to this item? Staff or directors? Seeing none, roll call on the motion.
Leahy?
Yes.
Caesar?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Bradley?
Yes.
Fred Conley?
Aye.
John Conley?
Yes.
Fowler?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
And?
Yes.
Number 2, temporary construction easement of WP6. Recommendation that the GM be authorized to execute the proposed temporary construction easement for WP6 project from Eleanor R. Piccone, trustee for Eleanor R. Piccone Revocable Trust and Undivided One-Third Interest, Ann L. Wichert and Don C. Wichert, wife and husband, as joint tenants with rights of survivorship, and Undivided One-Third Interest to Dean A. Weiss, trustee for the Dean A. Weiss Revocable Trust, and Undivided One-Third Interest for $10,840, subject to changes as deemed necessary by the GM and approved or formed by District Legal Counsel, and I so move.
Right, we have a motion on the table. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak to this item? Staff or directors? Roll call, please.
Caesar?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Bradley?
Yes.
Fred Conley?
Aye.
John Conley?
Yes.
Fowler?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Leahy?
Yes.
Interpreter?
Yes.
Item 3, land acquisition, WP7, recommendation the GM be authorized to execute purchase agreement with Ryan L. Moore and Deborah E. Young, co-successor trustees of Robert Hogg Revocable Trust, dated March 20th, 2000, and Paul A. Hogg, Inc., a trustee of Paul A. Revocable Trust, dated March 30th, 2000, and BHI Properties, Inc., in the amount of $39,780 for 0.84 acres of land for the West Australian Regional Basin Number 7 project, subject to changes deemed necessary by the GM and approved as performed by legal counsel. I so move.
All right, we have a motion on the table. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak to this item? Staff or directors? Seeing none, roll call on the motion, please.
Thompson?
Yes.
Bradley?
Yes.
Fred Conley?
Aye.
John Conley?
Yes.
Fowler?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Leahy?
Yes.
Caesar?
Yes.
Chairperson?
Yes.
Item number 4, accounts over 110% maintenance channels and levies. Attorney fees, 01035914392. Recommendation that the account 01035914392 maintenance channels and levies attorney fees be allowed to exceed 110% of the budget amount up to $25,000 without further board action. And I so move.
All right, we once again have a motion on the table. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak to this item? Staff or directors? Seeing none, we'll call on the motion, please.
Bradley?
Yes.
Fred Conley?
Aye.
John Conley?
Yes.
Fowler?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Leahy?
Yes.
Peter?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Yes. That concludes my report, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you so much, Director Teaser. Moving on to agenda 12, Treasurer's Report. Once again, Director John Conley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Treasurer's Report consists of items 12A through 12J, inclusive, and two resolutions, and I move their approval.
Second. We have a motion on the table. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak to this item? Staff or directors? Seeing none, roll call on the motion, please.
Fred Conley?
Aye.
John Conley?
Yes.
Fowler?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Leahy?
Yes.
Caesar?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Bradley?
Yes.
Yes.
That concludes that report.
Thank you, Director Conley. Agenda item 13, legal update.
No legal update.
Thank you, Brent. Agenda item 14, Chairman's report. Just quickly on that, 14A, appointment of a hazard mitigation plan ad hoc consultant selection subcommittee. I've listed out Director Tim Fowler as the chair of that subcommittee with Larry Bradley, Fred Conley, Ted Japp, John Weiss, and an alternate of Jim Thompson. Is everybody good with that? Excellent. That concludes my report. Agenda item 15, General Manager's report.
That was quick. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Information and education highlights. The Information and Education Department has finalized their interviews, and they have selected Kaylin Kelly as the new natural resources educator who fills in for Austin. Kaylin is the current program assistant for the NRD and NRCS, so you're familiar with her, you've seen her. And so we welcome her into her new position, not with the NRD. So I'm very excited to have her in that new position. Personnel miscellaneous items. For the 10th year in a row, the district was selected by the National Safety Council of Nebraska as one of the Safest Company Award winners. We'd like to thank Fred Conley and Chairman Klug and Director Japp for attending that. It was on Wednesday at the La Vista Conference Center. And also that reflects not only on having safe employees, but also it's reflected in our workman's comp mod. And so we were notified that the district is again under that magic 1.0. And so that is reflected in our, obviously, our premiums to workman's comp. And that saves the district at literally thousands of dollars every year to do that. So a big thank you to the safety committee, Nicole, for organizing that. And then also just all the employees that not only are safe at work, but safe at home, too. So I really appreciate that. Also, we had a very complimentary email from a Chaco Trail user. And we particularly like the part where she compared Chaco to Zerinsky. As you know, Chaco is managed by the district. Zerinsky is managed by the city. And she obviously was very complimentary about how our facility looked compared to Zerinsky. Not only the trees were cut back and everything, but just the overall cleanliness and safety. So we will compare that with Brookbench when we talk to him next. Item C, report on purchases, construction services, professional service, personal properties attached, as well as the current and ongoing projects with the district legal counsel. The minutes from the Papillion Creek Watershed partnership meeting that took place on April 26th is attached for your review, and that concludes my report.
Thank you, John. Before I go on to agenda item 16, I do want to, at the safety committee, I do want to certainly say some good things about that. The lunch that we went to yesterday was fantastic. Us directors got to go because the employees do such a great job of keeping everything in line. Yet another area where you guys make our lives extremely easy. So definitely want to compliment everybody on that participates in that committee and for doing such a great job here at the district. So thank you so much for that. Informational items. The next board meeting is, let's see, when is that coming?
June 14th.
June 14th, right around the corner. Also, elections coming up next Tuesday. Hope everybody goes out to vote. Very important. And with that, Director Teaser.
Hey, how many people here that know that Friday, May 18th is National Endangered Species Day?
Yeah, we do
not. I didn't think so. Yeah. We're going to celebrate down here. We're going to have a palace surgeon cookout. So if you want to come,
Thank you, Dr. Teaser. On that note, we are adjourned.